Hey guys, it's Jeff Fuzzy Wenzel from the Woodshed Agency, and you are listening to Gawkerbacker. All right, who's ready to get their gawking on, huh? Let's go check out some campaigns on Kickstarter right now. So the first one we're looking at is called the Universe Sphere, the Milky Way in a Sphere. So this is almost looks like a glass globe or a glass orb, and it's got the Milky Way inside of it, and this is awesome looking. The project creator is Clems. Yeah, C-L-E-M-E-N-S. This is his fourth Kickstarter campaign. And these guys are killing it right now. I'm sitting here right now thinking about picking up... Well, I'm already backing for a little bit, but I'm thinking I might make the jump in and get this for my son. I think he'd be really into this. So they have 20 days to go in their campaign. It is a Projects We Love. You have to look under the category Space Exploration. And they currently have 2,769 backers. They are at $344,000, and they only had a goal of just under $4,000, so they are crushing this campaign. So again, go check out the Universe Sphere over on Kickstarter right now. Can you imagine trying to make a pen cool? Well, this Kickstarter campaign has done just that. The project is called Mark One, and it's a minimum durable retractable pen. So this is custom machined, all metal. It's a retractable pen with a ceramic-based exterior coating for a long-lasting and durable pen. So this is also a project we love right now over on Kickstarter. They have 21 days to go. They're sitting at 2,203 backers. They had a 30,000 goal. And they have $157,836 already come into their campaign. So this is a very unique product, man. I mean, very rarely do you see a pen that kicks butt on Kickstarter, but obviously this one has done their job. The creators have done an excellent job of laying out why this pen is special. And yeah, go check it out right now if you're interested in upgrading your current writing situation. Alright, the next campaign that I'm gawking at is called The River Series 2. So this is a guy, Kyle Miller's his name, and he is locally sourcing Vancouver Island hardwoods, and he's fabricating them and hand-cutting glass to put together these like one-of-a-kind works of art. So these are campaigns that are really challenging to run on Kickstarter, but this guy's got a Projects We Love sticker on here, and it looks like he's got like it's like custom wall art, and it looks like a river when it's all said and done. Very, very cool, very, you know, relaxing to look at. I would love to put some of these in my office here to just sit back and relax on. But they've also got like tables. He's got bigger ones that go over like almost like a headboard. So really, really cool design stuff here. So so they've got 16 days to go. He had a small goal of just under 8K. He only has four backers, but again, the price of these are relatively high. But he's currently sitting just under 10 grand. And again, like I said, this is a project we love. So go check out the River Series 2 by Kyle Miller on Kickstarter now. I want to take a minute to read this excerpt from Brené Brown's book on, I think it's Rising Strong is the title of it. So I want to read this section here, and then I want to talk about it here in just a moment. So out of the book, it says, I've published four books now, and I still feel scared and exposed and vulnerable as I prepare to share a new idea with the world. I still flinch a little when I turn to my community and say, I'm trying this, and I would love your support. But I try to remind myself that, on the flip side, I love it when someone is genuinely excited about his or her work. I've also learned in all my rumbles that if you don't put value on your work, no one is going to do it for you. I've rumbled with failure and shame enough over the past decade to know this. You can do everything right, you can cheer yourself on, have all the support you can find in place, and be 100% ready to go and still fail. It happens to writers, artists, entrepreneurs, health professionals, teachers, you name it. But if you can look back during your rumble and see that you didn't hold back, that you were all in, you will feel something. You'll feel very different than someone who didn't fully show up. You may have to deal with a failure, but you won't have to wrestle with the same level of shame that we experience when our efforts are half-hearted. So that part of the book really struck me for what we do over here and when it comes to crowdfunding. And I think if you really stretch that apart and think about it in the way of dealing with that emotion of putting yourself out there into the world, it's a huge step for a lot of people to take. It's one that I've taken hundreds of times, which is why I'm so comfortable in it and so excited to launch a product into the world. But I also, because I go hard every single time, I'm comfortable in the fact that, yes, failure is around me. We've had failed campaigns. There's no doubt about it. And there's hundreds of reasons why those things can fail. And I'm comfortable in a scenario where if a potential new client sees one of our failures and goes, well, what happened? And they try to put blame on it. I'm comfortable talking like the world works in mysterious ways, right? And I can't control everything. There's a story that I think about where we had a potential client. Well, not a potential. He was a client. We worked with him for about 6 months. And they were working on a product that, you know, at the time that we signed him, it seemed like, yeah, this would be an interesting product. There's an audience for it. And the client basically was not a part of the conversations at all, was not doing what they needed to do on Facebook, was not following instructions. Ultimately, they still asked us to launch the campaign, even though we were like, man, we just don't think it's a good idea to launch it. And about 3 weeks before we were going to launch the Kickstarter, Apple updated their operating system. And basically, when they did that, Apple did that, it made this product null and void. Nobody would need this product at all in the world. If you have a smartphone, you don't need what this guy created. And we went back to our client. We said, we don't think you should launch. We don't think you should do it. Unfortunately, this is business, and you should pivot. And he didn't hear us, and we ended up launching, and it still failed. So yeah, that failure is on my shoulders, but ultimately, you know, we didn't control a lot of that element. So I can feel comfortable because I know we worked our butt off on this campaign and this project. I doubt, though, if my client was completely honest, he didn't listen and he did not do the work it took. He thought he could pass it off and hire an agency and just go from there. So, yeah. So failure is a part of it. Hopefully you can look at it, think about it, and approach it in a way that at the end of the day, if failure does happen, that you still feel comfortable with it. All right. All right, Gawkers, I hope you guys all had a great week. Here's a couple things I need you to do if you are a fan of fan of what you're listening to. Go over to iTunes, leave a review, become a subscriber. It's very easy to do. All you got to do is maybe even tell a friend, click a button. Very simple stuff here. So go to iTunes right now. Go to GawkerBacker, become a subscriber. If you want deeper conversations, you can also subscribe to Successfully Funded. On that podcast, I talk to project creators, and we deep dive into their campaigns. We talk about what worked, what didn't work, and how they became successfully funded. So yeah, go do that right now for me. If you want more information, you need more, go to our blog. We've got tons and tons of advice there on what you can do to make your campaign successful. So that's woodshed.agency/blog, and read through those. And if you still want to reach out, shoot, send me an email, jeff@woodshed.agency. Our number is also on our page, so feel free to give me a call. So hopefully you guys are all having a good week, and I'll talk to you all next week.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.